Warning, the following program is designed for casual wrestling fans and is meant purely for entertainment. If you're SAWFT, proceed at your own risk. Viewer discretion is advised. Brother, I'm going on a wild hog holding. If I like get some moment, I'll make sure it's an explosion. Cause lately I've been seeing stars, trying to kick out of this chokehold. But it's no holds barred, middle finger like I'm Stone Cold. What is good, ladies and gentlemen? This is We Too Deep. We are back with another episode of the Slap and Mead Wrestling Pod. Cast, and again, this is give another ovation for what Stand and Deliver did just now on Peacock here to set up and to start WrestleMania weekend. As always, NXT delivers what might be the best show of the weekend. So we're going to break all of that down. We're not going to do like a move by move review. Y'all know how I do reviews on here. I just want to talk about the results, what I thought of the show, and I'm just off the bat, right? I mean, it's not a 10 out of 10 event. I'm giving that an 8 out of 10. PLE, what a banger to start the weekend on. And we start this on the pre-show with Gigi Dolin, Tatum Paxley versus Cora Jade and Roxanne Perez versus Fallon Henley and JC Jane versus Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson to determine the number one contenders who get a title shot at the Women's Tag Team Champions on Tuesday. Tuesday is going to be a big show. It's going to be the sort of the end of the week in Vegas, right? So the last show. So, you know, NXT gets to start the weekend with Stand and Deliver and end the time in Vegas with the Tuesday episode of NXT. And this was a pre-show match, and it was a solid tag team match. We had Gigi Dolin and Tatum Paxley picking up the victory, which was very intriguing to me. More than likely, you know, because I like to look into these things, this just tells me that Liv and Raquel are going to defend the titles on Tuesday and win the match this weekend. Though Tatum set up during Stand and Deliver in a backstage interview this idea of, well, does that mean I get to, or that does that mean there's an opportunity that I would have to face Lyra, right? We know that history between Tatum and Lyra. And so that sort of blurs that line there of who's going to win the Mania match, but I'm assuming it's going to be Liv and Raquel. But what a match to start the pre-show with. And then we immediately jump into Stand and Deliver, right? And we start the show with Ricky Saints defeating Ethan Page in a very, very good match. Was one of the ones that I wasn't necessarily looking at as being like a show stealer. But it did produce a very good, enjoyable match to start the show. You had your Tony fumble chant. They were chanting, thank you, Tony, because of all the releasing of Ricky Saints and Ethan Page that led to this banger of a match that we got to start the show. But this, like I said, this was one of those matches that I didn't necessarily care about, and it's not because I don't care about the wrestlers in it. It's more so that there were a lot of other matches on this card that I cared a little bit more about the story, right? Starting with the next one, the NXT Tag Championship Fraxium defending against Tank and Tank. And bruh, let me tell you something. I don't know if I said this on Tuesday when we made our predictions. My thought was this was going to be match of the night. And I'm still processing the whole night. And so I'm not exactly certain if I would make this match of the night. At this point, we'll make that that announcement at the end of the podcast. But Hank and Tank win. They beat Fraxium, which is, again, that was my prediction. Like, I just figured the way this story was going, they really set up Hank and Tank to win this match and story. This gives Nathan Frazer an axiom, the ability now to go join the main roster. I can kind of expect them maybe on Monday to be a surprise on Raw. But I kind of figured this would happen. Hank and Tank is a very good tag team. Very good tag team. A lot of chemistry between both of them. Let's talk about Tank Ledger here. His real name, Joe Spivak. Played at Northwestern University as a defensive lineman, was part of the first NIL class. So this is, again, you know, James talks about Junkyard James. He says all the time, well, the PC doesn't produce superstars, that NIL stuff. Well, you have Obafemi, who's champion, and now you have Tank Ledger, who's from the first class, who's a champion, and right. And so not everyone in the program, right, makes it. But you also got to understand that the NIL program is, hey, we're going to pay you to be basically a brand ambassador while you're playing college sports. And when you graduate, it's not even a guarantee. What it is you can sign with us and we'll give you an opportunity. Right. But a lot of the people that I assume a lot of the people who get the WWE NIL stuff have zero interest and actually being a wrestler. But when Joe Spivak, which is now Tank, when he signed with NIL, he gave a promo to announce it that at the time I said was better than 95% of independent wrestlers and even some of the main roster NXT people at the time. I knew he would be a big star just from that first promo he cut to announce he was part of NIL. Like, he took time. He actually gave a promo, whereas the rest of them in that class sort of just made a tweet, maybe, or made an Instagram post, maybe made a video that wasn't necessarily a promo, but more of an announcement, right? But he went out there and cut a promo. And I knew at that moment that this dude was going to be a star in this business. And here we go. Tank Ledger, Hank Walker, Hank and Tank, honk, honk. And they are the new NXT Tag Team Champions. I'm happy for them. I think this also sort of makes the tag division a little bit more even, right? I feel like Fraxium was so much better than the rest of the NXT Tag Division that it felt like every time they were in a match, they were going to win. And so now that Hank and Tank are, like, it feels a little bit more even in that tag division. And so we'll move forward with the ladder match for the Women's North American Championship. Zaria, Thea Hale, Lola Vice, Kalani Jordan, Issy Dame, and Sol Ruka. What a match this was, right? I'm never really a fan of ladder matches, especially women's ladder matches. I feel a lot of times like women's ladder matches a little bit more dangerous, and they struggle sometimes with using the ladder as a weapon. This didn't really have that issue. It was a solid ladder match. And Sol Ruka won. Let me tell you, one of the best, her finisher, not even one of the best finisher in professional wrestling right now is the Soul Snatcher. It's so usable. You could use it in almost any circumstance, right? The one she did off the ladder, top tier phenomenal. I don't really have a lot to say about the match itself. Everyone in this match performed very well. I expect a Sol Ruka. Like, that was a surprise to me. I assumed that it was going to be Zarya. I have a feeling it's going to be Sol and Zarya battling for the title as we go forward. Next match was Dark State, which was Dion Lennox, Shaquan Sugars, and Osiris Griffin with Cutler James on the outside against the D'Angelo family. Sax Lorenzo, Tony D'Angelo, Luca Crucifino. Dark State ends up winning because of the turn of Sax. Right now, WWE, NXT, the bookers, whoever produced this match, did a really good job here. Because on Tuesday, I told everyone that Stax was going to be the one that turns, right? And I should have stuck to that gut feeling, but I didn't, because the way they produced the match made it feel like Tony was going to be the one to turn on Stax. Just the way that his facial expressions were and all of that, right? And so for Stax to actually be the one, and they were sort of just guiding us through. That's how you tell a story. That's what I mean when, you know, producers can control how you feel, right? They that's literally their job, and they did a very good job in execution of this turn. Definitely see Stax versus Tony D'Angelo being a major feud in NXT through the spring into the summer. where that goes Tuesday is definitely going to be a banger of a show, on NXT. And then we get the women's fatal four-way: Stephanie Vaquer, Julia, Jada Parker, Jordan Grace, where Stephanie Vaquer retains the championship. Again, complete shocker to me, right? I figured that Jada Parker was going to win. Just in the way I felt about this. But Stephanie will. Now, what makes sense of this now is the reported, I haven't seen it on WWE's page, but WrestleVotes has announced that NXT will be running a Worlds Collide event in a partnership with Triple A, the big promotion in Mexico. And this makes sense as to why Stephanie would be the champion heading into that. And I would assume that she's not leaving anytime soon because of this. This was a good match, right? I'm not the biggest fan of multi-person matches because it gets a little bit sometimes it does turn into a bit of a clusterfuck in terms of where you're watching the action at and all of that, right? This was really good. Everyone shined in this match. But Stephanie, it's just clear Stephanie was the best choice to win this. I do think Julia will be called up. I mean, would not even surprise me if Julia's on the main roster and as sort of like a replacement for Dakota Kai in Damage Control. And when Asuka and Kairi come back and you have Asuka, Kairi, Io, and Julia run as Damage Control, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Very good match here. And then we get our main event, which was, again, just very good. Very good. Javon Evans is crazy insane. I do think this is the last show in NXT for Trick Williams. I think he shows up on Monday or Friday as the Raw SmackDown after Mania. I do think the next big feud will be Javon Evans and Obafemi. Right, and I've said this since Oba won the title, and even before then, I thought this year Stand and Deliver would be Javon versus Oba with the David and Goliath story. I think there's pushing that back a few months. It may not be Battleground. I think Battleground's the next PLE for NXT. Yeah, it looks like Battleground will be next, which is, yeah, so that's a month away. I don't know. I don't see Oba losing the title in a month, but I do think that'll be a major feud going into, because I do expect Javon Evans probably going into the Worlds Collide Triple All event because of his speed and his style, I could see that happening. I don't have a lot much to say. This was just going to be like an overall, like me processing the event episode, just a short thing to check in with everyone. I don't have a lot to say about the event. I mean, if you watched it, you know how good it was. So going through that, I am going to say the tag, Hank and Tank and Fraxium was my favorite match. I'm giving that match of the night. I do believe that was the better or the best of the matches. But there's a lot of story coming out of this, which is fantastic. That's what these events were meant to do. Put on a great show, but also let's watch on Tuesday. We got to figure out why Stax did what he did. Will Tatum and Gigi win the titles? What's the play leaving this event? You know, even the sort of backstage stuff with Lexus King and Penn and Teller and losing his cup, and that was fun and played into the theme of the weekend. So I thoroughly enjoyed that. I just a quick little episode. It's not going to be crazy. Y'all know I like to talk, but I ain't got a lot to talk about. The show was great. I highly recommend it if you didn't watch it. But I'm going to sort of relax now. Maybe participate in watching the 3-hour long kickoff show to WrestleMania Saturday. Probably not. But with that being said, y'all have a great rest of your day. And if you're in the Discords, I'll see you there on WrestleMania Saturday. If you're not, go join real quick, especially there's two Discord links. The first one is the Junkyard Media Group. That's me and Junkyard James's server for R2 podcast. And then we have the bottom one, the CWC. Casual wrestling community, and that's the Notorious Nerdy D. His group, I do promote that as well because that is where most of my time is spent in conversation on wrestling. And there's a, you know, if you're a casual fan, we invite you to come join the conversation. It's a great bunch of people there. Outside of that, y'all, you have a great rest of your day. I'll see you 8 p.m. Eastern, so in just about 3.5 hours. 3.5 hours as I'm recording this right now. So about 3.5 hours. I'll see you guys in the Discords for WrestleMania Night 1, and we'll see how that goes. And there probably won't be any other videos until Tuesday, so until then, y'all enjoy WrestleMania, and I'll see you on Tuesday. So hit that subscribe, come along for the ride. AEW, WWE, we're always on side. From fantasy booking to baddies that slay, slapping meat wrestling every Tuesday.